if you haven't shared your name.
Good morning, Pastor Sean. This is Ronnie Vaughn calling from Tacoma, Washington.
Amen. Praise God for you. And we are just so grateful and elated that you all chose the Master's Call this morning. Today is TGIF Friday. Truly, God is faithful. And we know that no matter what it looks like, God is there with us. So we're going to go to the Lord and to before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for another day. We thank you for opening our eyes and breathing breath into our lungs, Lord. We just thank you, God, that you have given us the technology and the ability to assemble this morning and give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank you for the Master's Call, Lord, because we truly have developed a family. We have truly developed a bond, and we thank you for that, Lord. We know that when God's children get together, there's an awesome time. So we just thank you for the time that we're about to share this morning, Lord. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, your angels that made this call, Lord. You gave them an idea. You birthed them with a gift, and they actually went through with it, Lord. 3 consistent years. Faithful years of the Master's Call, and so many people have been blessed. So many people have been anointed. So many people have experienced what you can do for them, Lord. So we thank you, Father, for that. We thank you, Lord, for Artists International, because that is a thread that binds us all together. And we just thank you for the opportunity to minister a health and wellness company to those who are in need, Lord. We just thank you for each and every member on this line as we speak, from coast to coast and sea to sea. We just thank you for the blessings that you just continue to give to us, Lord, even when we don't deserve them, oh God. So we just speak right now over the atmosphere. We speak that there are no drop calls. We speak that there is no static on the line. We speak that there are no disruptions or corruptions, Lord. We bind them at the root right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just ask that you please anoint our speaker and continue to bless them to a overflow of blessing, so they too can be a blessing unto somebody else. We give you all the honor, we give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise, not only today, but in each and every day. And it is in this, in Jesus' matchless name, that we pray. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, you all go out there and have a victorious day in the Lord. And right now, I'm going to turn this call over to our host, Minister Tiffany. Are you there?
I am Minister LaShawn. How are you, and can you hear me?
I can hear you, and God is good. God is good. Take it away, sis. I love you.
Amen. I love you more. Welcome, 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 each and every single one, to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, and I welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings to the TMC. Thank you so much, Minister LaShawn, for seating us and greeting us and giving us our tag for today. Truly, God is faithful Friday, because we know that he is not just faithful on Friday, but God is faithful in our lives every single day. So to him be all glory and honor and praise. And this call stands on Scripture, Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we thank you, Minister LaShawn, that you have started us out in prayer this morning. For truly, when you seek God first in his kingdom and his righteousness, everything else will be added unto you. And the mission statement for this call is that you, as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, when you call into this number, that your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day. And see, 3 years ago, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon said yes to the call that God had on their lives for them to start the Master's Call. And I so thank God every day that they said yes, because I know they could have said no, but they said yes. So we are continuing to celebrate our 3rd year here on the Master's Call, and we thank God for each and every single one of you who dial in every day. Also, welcome, welcome, welcome to those of you who have dialed in for the first day today. Let me let you know, we do have a website that you could go to where all of our messages have been archived, and that website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And all of our messages have been archived online there. And say that you have been listening to this call and maybe God is purging you and pushing you and pursuing you to do something different. And maybe you don't really know what that is, and we can help you find out, though. So send us an email to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and we will definitely respond to you immediately following this call every day. We have... the pleasure and privilege to go over to the morning motivational call with Platinum President Godmother Dorothy Cook, who is celebrating her time in Artists International, and that number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598. And if you are an artist distributor on the line, then check your back office, because today is November the 1st, but still our month is still open for the month of October. So make sure that you check your back office to see what's going on. And if you are not artist distributor on the line this morning, then get back with the person that invited you to this call and let them share with you more about what Artists International is all about. Remember, January 10th, 11th, and 12th, all roads lead to the Kings of Artists in Houston, Texas, and more information will be provided with you to you at a later time, but just save those dates on your calendar, because we will be in Houston, Texas for the Kings of Artists. So at this time, without further ado, it is time to bring this morning's speaker to you. He is definitely no stranger to this line. He is a man of God. He is a pastor. He's a father. He's a husband. He's a man on the move for God. I'm telling you, he is building kingdoms. He is transforming lives and reshaping lives. He comes with an energetic, powerful, profound word. And I know this morning he is prepared to bring something for you. So at this time, I bring to you, without further ado, none other than Pastor Derek Allen. Pastor Derek Allen, are you out there this morning?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
I hear you. Is it possible that you could speak just a tidbit louder?
Praise God, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, I can hear you, I can hear you, man of God. Take it away, the platform is yours.
Well, praise the name of the Lord this morning, giving God all the thanks, all the praise, all the honor and the glory that is due to his matchless name. I want to give it back to our host this morning, amen, praise God, our sister who is hosting, amen, as always, it's a pleasure and a privilege for your introduction. Thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts. Thank God for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank God for the entire artist family, Papa DeLeon, his sons, daughters-in-laws, grandsons, the entire artist family. Amen. I am grateful to God this morning for this opportunity to share with you today. I want to speak to us this morning on a topic. It is only a test. It is only a test. Father, I give you thanks. I praise your name. I honor you this morning, Father, for this privilege, for this opportunity of being able, oh God, to come and to share with your people. I pray for the anointing this morning that made preaching easy to be upon your servant today. I decrease, you increase. Have your way. In Jesus' name. Again, it's my pleasure to be with you today. I want to look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. The entire verses that I would like to share from is from 9 through 15. But because of time, I want to share, amen, 13 and 14. And it said, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. Praise God. It is only a test. So what is a test this morning, you may ask? Amen. A test. You know about students. We talk about school, and every time you got to go to the next grade, you must go through a test, an examination of what you have studied throughout the period. Amen. Praise God. The semester. Amen. In college or whatever it is. Amen. To undergo a test. To apply a test as a means of an analysis or a diagnosis for the scientists. Amen. Every day, the doctors, every day, when the patients go in to their office, to the hospital, they have to go through an analysis. They have to go through, amen, to find a diagnosis, you see, a test, to examine for the presence of a substance. Oh, somebody hear me today. A technique for measuring, amen, objectively an individual personal characteristic or potentiality or, amen, accomplishment. I want to just say that again. I hope I'm not going too fast for you this morning, but I feel an energy to push this word out today for somebody in this call to understand that whatever you might have faced in your life, whatever you might be facing right now in your life, that look in the mirror and say, it is only a test. It is only a test. So a test is a technique for measuring objectively, amen, an individual's personal characteristics, amen, or potentiality or accomplishment. Amen. Spiritual tests are also performed, you see. We look in the Bible, in the book of Genesis number 22, amen, and we saw where God, the Bible said in verse 1 of that scripture, that, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here am I. And God told him to take your son Isaac and go to Mount Moriah, and there I want you to offer your son up as a sacrifice. Oh, keep in mind this morning that we are speaking that it's only a test. And Abraham, he obeyed God, and he took his son, he took the, amen, the sacrifice, he took, amen, the wood, and he took the preparation, amen, to do what God told him to do. And as he journeyed, praise God, he rode his son on the donkey, and his servant was with him. And when they reached to the bottom of Mount Moriah, Abraham told his servant, wait here for a while, because me and the lad, we are going to worship. We are going to worship. But Abraham understood that God was about to take his son. But in the Word of God, we read where the Bible said that Abraham had already concluded in his mind that the reason why I am obeying God, because I believe that if God killed my son or allow me to take the life of my son, then, amen, God is able to raise him up again. So we need to understand that Abraham was well prepared. And the Bible said that Abraham laid his son, amen, praise God, or he laid all the altar, rather, he put all the wood together. And Isaac said that I saw, the amen, the wood. I saw the fire, it's ablaze. I even see the knife for the sacrifice, to kill the sacrifice, the lamb. But Dad, where is the lamb for the sacrifice? And Abraham said, God will prepare himself a lamb. To cut a long story short this morning, we understood that Abraham took Isaac, amen, and put him on the wood, on the altar, and he prepared and he was ready, amen, to offer up his sacrifice. Somebody hear me this morning. And the Bible said that as Abraham lifted his hand, God spoke out of heaven and said, Abraham, stay your hand. Do not lay, amen, praise God, your hands on the lad, because God has proven that you were tested, praise God, this morning, and you passed the test because you was willing to obey the voice of God. I want somebody to hear me this morning that in life you have been asked to do some hard things, and sometimes we look at hard things and we say, it is too hard. And at times God is instead of passing the test, we fail. But I want to let somebody know this morning, hear me, family, until you pass the test, you cannot go to the next level. Somebody hear me today. I don't know how your testing comes, but I understand that whatever we face, praise God, in this Christian walk, in life as a whole, is only a test. Somebody hear me today. Praise the name of Almighty God. Israel in the wilderness, in Deuteronomy chapter number 8, verse 1, the Bible said, in every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land of which I, the Lord, swore unto your father. You need to understand that even in the wilderness, the children of Israel went through a test. Oh, my God, God brought them out of Egypt's bondage. They saw the power of God. They saw the magnanimity of God. They saw what God was able to do. And how many of you understand? Oh, it's sad to say this morning, but most of the time when we go through, we fail the test. Sometimes it's a brother, it's a sister. Sometimes it's a husband, it's a wife. Sometimes, amen, it's a co-worker. And sometimes the way we would act, praise God, we act out of character. We forget, amen, that we're children of God. And we begin, amen, to build up, amen, praise God, barriers and boundaries. And we begin to get mad and act, amen, like if we were never saved. But be careful this morning, because we need to understand that sometimes God is testing us. Is anybody hearing me on this morning? Understand, if you've never heard or remember anything that I've said this morning, remember that I say that it's only a test. Today you might go through something, amen, praise God, and be careful how you act out, because God might be testing you. Oh my God, I have a word in my spirit this morning. Remember Job, that Job was tested. The Bible said that Job, praise God, went through so much stuff, so many things in Job's life, praise God. And when Satan was tired of killing Job's family, when Satan was tired of taking all of Job's livestock, he was not satisfied. Satan, he went back to God. He said, listen, if you only lay your hands on Job, listen, Job will kill you. Job went through all that he went through, but the Bible said that he shunned evil. Praise God, and he served God. He believed God. Amen. Somebody hear me today. He was frustrated at times. He questioned things at times. But Job went through the test. Somebody hear me on this morning. It's time for the church of God to understand. Oh, my Jesus, I'm sorry this morning. I'm feeling a little overwhelmed, because I'm telling you, sometimes we give up too easy. Sometimes, amen, we quit too fast. We cannot face anything, especially when it comes to God. We go through different things in our lives, and we take it as it comes. But when it comes to the things of God, even in your business this morning, some of you have quit already. You're just going through the motion. But I'm here this morning to help somebody, to encourage somebody to understand that what you're facing now, it is only a test. Oh, God, Paul and Silas in the prison. The Bible says in the book of Acts, number 16 and verse 23, and when he had laid them, amen, the stripes on them, and throw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put into them in the inner prison, praise God. But we know what Paul and Silas did. Paul and Silas understood, man, that God is the one who is in charge of me. That God is the one who is in charge of my situation. And if God allowed me to go to the prison, then God would, amen, praise God, open the prison door in his own time. And the Bible said that these men in prison, they praised God. These men in prison, they worshiped God. These men in prison, hands. They did not give up. Praise God, but more or less it was relentless because they praised God in the prison. And the Bible understood that the prison door was open. Somebody give God praise on this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God, by permitting temptation. The Bible said in James chapter 1 and verse 2, my beloved, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith, amen, produce patience. Some people pray for patience, but how many of you understand that when you pray for patience, then praise God, tribulations and trials will come your way. But understand this morning, amen, praise God, that what you have been through, what you may be going through, it is only a test. The word of God said, but let patience, praise God, have a perfect work in you. Praise God that you may come forth perfect, complete, lacking nothing. Sometimes your faith is tested. In the book of 1 Kings 17:9, it said, arise and go up to Zarephath, and there, amen, beside a brook, amen, dwell there, because I have commanded a widow to feed you, to take care of you. Elijah obeyed God. Child of God, this morning, understand that the day and time that we are living in, listen, we are tested every day. We are seeing cute women. Sometimes we want to believe they're cuter than our wives. Wives, you are seeing men. Sometimes you believe that they're more buff than your husband. But understand this morning that these things are only to test you. Hold on, beloved ones. Understand that the thief came not but for to kill, to steal and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we might have life, huh? And that we might have it more abundantly. Is anybody hearing me this morning? Understand that what you're facing, it is only a test. I'm coming down this morning. The word of God said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, amen, praise God, and from verse number 1, let me just read a few verses. It said, verse 9 is where I started from. Verse 9, it says, for we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building according to the grace, amen, of God, which is given unto me. As a wise builder, I have laid a foundation and another build thereupon. But let every man take heed, amen, how he build thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay that is already laid, which is Christ Jesus. Amen. Verse 12, verse 13, amen, because of time it said, every man's work will be tried or made manifest, for the day shall reveal it by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work for what sort it is. Understand this morning, some of you say you're pastors, some of you say that you're ministers, some people say they're evangelists, some people are missionaries. Are you doing the work that God has anointed you to? Understand, sometimes people rise up against you and you throw in the towel. You say, I'm giving up. I'm not going back to that church. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. Understand this morning that it's only a test. It's only to try you. It's only to prune you. You shall come forth a gold. Verse 14 of 1 Corinthians 3 says, if any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive his reward. Is anybody hearing me today? I give God praise this morning. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10, as I close, the Bible said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. As I close, I leave this with you. Remember, it's only a test. It was told, amen, the story is told of this doctor who had an assistant working on a patient with him. Amen. And the doctor opened up the patient, and he performed the surgery, and the nursing assistant was there with the doctor. But the doctor, amen, praise God, said, you know what, I'm going to try or test this student, amen, assistant this morning. So what the doctor did, he left a syringe in the body of, amen, praise God, the patient. And while he was getting ready, amen, praise God, to take care of the soul of the patient, the attendant said, doctor, no, if you left something on the inside. No, the doctor said, no, that is okay. That needs to be there. The patient, the assistant said, no, doctor, that should not be in the body, amen, of the patient. The doctor was only trying to see if the assistant was, amen, paying attention to what he was doing and the utensils that he gave him, amen, to operate the surgery. What are you saying, pastor? Sometimes we go through tests. Understand this morning that what you have been through yesterday, what you have been through last week, what you've been through in 2013 is only a test. God is getting ready to elevate you. God is getting ready to take you to the next level. Go through the test. Weeping sometimes comes with a test, praise God. But somebody said weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. God bless you this morning. I turn the call over to our host. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
All glory to God. Hallelujah. It is only a test. Thank you. Thank you, man of God, Pastor Derek Allen. Thank you for blessing us this morning. To God be the glory for the greater things that he's doing in our life. Let us go to the throne in prayer. Listen, everlasting Father, we just thank you for your sovereignty. We thank you for your grace and for new mercy, oh God. We thank you that you had a purpose and plan for each of us that is on the line right now and those that will listen later, oh God. We thank you that you are our shepherd and that you lead us, Father God, through the valley of the shadow of death, Father. And we will fear no evil because you are our rod and you are our staff and you comfort us, oh God. You supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And I thank you for this November 1st, 2013, a day that we have not seen before, oh God. But we thank you right now in advance for the blessings that will come our way. We believe you, Father, for explosive blessing in our lives on this day, unlimited, immeasurable, surpassing greatness and favor in this day, that our roads, Father God, that are crooked will be made straight right now in the name of Jesus, that we would stay in our lane so that we can receive the blessings that you have prepared for each and every single one of us, oh God. I just thank you, Father God, that joy is in our life. I thank you that peace is in our life. I thank you that favor is in our life, and I decree and declare that elevation and promotion and increase and deliverance and salvation and restoration and total and complete healing and abundance are around us and in us and above us and beneath us, oh God. I just thank you, Father God, for this season of harvest. I thank you that you are the light, and I thank you, Father God, that you said in your word that you would never leave us or forsake us. I thank you, God, for this day, and I thank you for the man of God as he has poured into us, oh God. Let us go out and be those great ministers in the marketplace that you have called for us to be. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. TMC family, if you want to go back and listen to this powerful message, then the number is 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957-677-POUND. Remember, we will be going over to the morning motivational call, but some of you may be staying on here at the master's call for prayer. So wherever you go, just know wherever you go that God is with you at all times. And right now I'm going to ask Pastor Derek Allen to come back and give us our benediction, and then we will prepare to go into part two of the master's call. Are you there?
Praise God this morning. We thank God this morning. And I just want to encourage everyone on this call to understand that in reality, we go through testing, amen. Sometimes we think it's trouble just to make us frustrated and to make us mad and to make us give up. But understand this morning that for us to go to the next level, we have to pass the test. And as children of God, as we mature in God, we go through tests. Amen. But all we have to do is to stand. Father, this morning I give you praise, I give you glory, I give you honor. I am grateful this morning for the opportunity to share on this Master's morning call. Help us, O God, to endure as great and mighty soldiers. O God, your word said those who live godly will suffer persecution, but it's only a test. Help us to stand, O God, that at the end we're going to say, having done all to stand, that we have stood. Bless your people this morning. Bless each family on this call. Bless the DeLeon family. Bless, oh God, Dr. PK, Dr. Robert, oh God, Minister Robin, oh God, Minister LaShawn, and all the others who would come on these calls. We thank you this morning. Remember that you're the head, you're not the tail. You're a victor, not a victim. You're up, you're not down. Square your shoulders. Keep your chin up. The sky is the limit. The earth belongs to God. My peace I leave with you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much. It is only a test. Thanks for confirmation and revelation. And at this time, it is an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to bring to you none other than one of the founders here on the Master's Call. We call her our mother ego because she has no problem with stretching us out. I so love her, and I thank God for the new and the great things that he is doing in her life. And at this time, it is my honor, oh hallelujah, to bring to each and every single one of you none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am, pretty girl.
You just as much. Before we all leave the line, I didn't see her on this morning, but I'm going to encourage everyone. We are celebrating today. First Lady Gloria Tate has been with Artists International also 6 years. And some kind of way, whatever happened, it did happen. We missed her anniversary in August. August 23rd was her actual date that she has been with Artists. And there would never be a godmother or Marie Preston, Jump Out Sisters, or our Buddy Lady, or any of the other women, men of God that we esteem in Artists, had it not been for First Lady Gloria Tate bringing it to the English market, in essence bringing Godmother Dorothy Cook to a meeting. So I want to encourage everyone today, if you have a chance, to definitely go to the MMC call and give a shout-out to Gloria. She's on Facebook. Gloria Tate, T-A-T-E, and just hit her up and say congratulations, and we thank you, we esteem you. She is a classy lady, a fighter, just a strong woman who has I've emulated so many things from and learned so much from. So we don't want to leave her out today, that she is being celebrated today. I want to make sure I see Miss LaShawn, if you are on. If you would just let me know, I don't see you on the board, whether you're going to be scribing today or whether I need to scribe.
I'm here, Dr. Vanessa.
Okay, great, 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 great. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All righty. Well, as we always do, and again, thanks to everyone for the many shout-outs of love as we celebrated 3 years last week. It was a glorious day. God just showered us with so much appreciation, and it meant so much to Dr. PK and I to know that it matters in your life, day in and day out, to have this call. And as I always tell the prayer warrior staff, that they are volunteers who give of themselves tirelessly. And I shoot out and shout out a special love to our prayer warrior general, Minister Robin. I pull her in 12,000 different directions. With the true definition of stretching is with her, and she always handles it with grace and love, and I so appreciate all she is allowing God to do in her and through her. And we're just excited because, again, one of the main reasons we have this call is for it to be a place of prayer, for us to be midwives to birth the will of God for Artists International, for in our personal lives, in our circle of influence, to bring prayer requests to the altar. And for us as a body of Christ and definitely as four frontline warriors or prayer warriors, we take these prayer requests so seriously. That's why I'm always trying to make sure there's a scribe there, that we send them to our entire team, and we do bathe them in prayer. And so we're excited to hear the praise reports. We're excited to share as a family, to love each other, even as we walk through some of our valleys or the shadow of death. and just to be there with each other. That is a main motif of this call. And it has been something that I take so seriously. So I see we have one person in queue today. On Fridays, we always set aside the time to make sure that we hear your prayer requests and your praise reports. So we're going to go ahead and get started. 3180, you're first. Good morning.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, family. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa, PK Rob. I just want to say thank you to the Lord today for everything, everybody. I don't want to ask him for nothing today. I just want to praise his name. Woo, he's so awesome.
All right, it's Jody. We will definitely receive that. Let the praises of the Lord go up. We so love and we so appreciate you. We'll go head on out to Indiana to Miss Jackie. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I have to say I just have to praise God and thank God for that message this morning. That message was so much of a confirmation for me, and I know that, yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, that thou art with me. And
yes.
I thank God for that. I thank him that I am victorious. I also would like to give a praise report. This Wednesday I had to go to court with Corey. You have been praying for Corey, and I thank you for the prayers, because when the prayers go up, the blessings come down. Corey was sentenced this week and was facing anywhere from 8 to 10 years. But we walked out of that court, and when we walked out of that court, they had given him 1 year and 9 months. And as we walked out and spoke with the attorney said that, first of all, he was blessed in that courtroom, because with the way things were going in that courtroom, it didn't seem that though that was going to happen. So I thank God for that. And I also thank God that when we came out, the attorney even informed us that it may not even be as long as that, because there are some programs that he can go through and be home as less than 12 months, anywhere from 12 months to 14 months. So I thank God, because and I thank God for Corey, too, because he didn't try to fight it. He stood up and took ownership of what he had done. And I thank God for that, because he has not done that in the past. So there is some changes going on with him. God is working with him. So you continue to lift him up, that he comes into the presence of God and really gets to know God while he is there. So thank you so much, family, for keeping him in your prayers, and I thank you for praying for my entire family at all times and keeping us uplifted. I feel your love. I feel the joy of the Lord, and I know God is with me even through my shadows. So thank you.
Amen. Well, we're excited to hear that prayer report, and the word does say that the heart of the ruler, the heart of the king is in God's hand, and he turns it whichever way he will. Thank you for that testimony. All right, all the way up on the West Coast to Tacoma. Good morning, Miss Ronnie.
Good morning. Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear, beautiful. Good morning.
Good morning. God bless everybody, TMC. We are truly a blessed family. I thank God that we are still a family, no matter what. And I'm grateful to God that we're here. I look back over my life and I see that, wow, God was orchestrating everything from day one. I just needed to follow him. And so I'm grateful. I came to give a praise report on Robert. His body is detoxed so good. He's on a roll. The enemy is very busy. He's been rearing my cousin's children. Long story, but I'm shortening it up as much as possible. His wife that agreed, that helped him, work with him to adopt these children, passed away, his brother's children. It's been very challenging. Well, since he was in the hospital and things are bad, we want to ask prayer for Charlotte and for Charles, that, Robert and Pam can restore the household so they can have the marriage that they just signed up for this summer. And Debbie Wooten finally started using the products. She didn't give any to her husband, Ray, but Ray is doing good and she's doing well. This is what she said. Prayer is working. Tell him praying for us, and we are truly grateful. She said she's 8 pounds, and every pound takes 4 pounds off her knees. So she says she's down 32 pounds off her knees, and she's drinking the products, and she's grateful. Vanessa White was the other person that I have on my list. We need to just pray for her. She's young. She wants the corset, and she's got some issues going on in her body. She's still holding on to those products. She don't think they're safe. At first, she was taking them, and I don't know who talked to her. So just pray for her. I'm not selling her no corset. I'm sorry. I refuse. Her health is way more important than her, and I'm sorry.
Focus, Ronnie. What's your prayer request?
No, that is my prayer request, because now she has a cyst on her ovary, and
okay, we'll be praying for that.
So just pray that I'm not bitter, angry about it, but I'm concerned. A person that asks you about things being safe, you can't convince them, and I'm not trying. My concern is that, you know, I just want you to pray for her, because just pray for her. Just pray for me, too, about that, okay?
Oh, all right,
amen.
Beautiful.
Amen. God bless you.
Love you so much, and you just, you truly have that heart of compassion where you carry things so deeply. We're going to keep all of those prayer requests before the Lord. Is there anyone else who has a prayer request before I turn it over to LaShawn to cover these items in prayer? We just praise God for, again, this platform, this day. We're going to be lifting up Gloria, believing her to have an awesome day as she celebrates her anniversary. All right, Minister Robin, I see you in queue. Do you have a prayer request?
Yes, I do. My colleague just came to me. I'm in the office. She has stage 1 breast cancer. Her name is Peggy. So praise God that she just came to me and asked me to pray. Peggy, stage 1 breast cancer. Thank you. Love you dearly.
All righty. See, that's a testimony of our light shining where people come to us for the prayers of the righteous. All right, Minister LaShawn, that's everybody who's in the queue. If you could please lead us in a time of intercession for these prayer requests.
Amen. Praise God. Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you again. You answered our prayers, Lord, this morning for having a clear and concise word, a clear and concise call with no interruption. The word that you gave to your mouthpiece was just so on time and just so anointed, and we thank you for his obedience, Lord. We ask that you please continue to watch over Pastor Derek Allen's family, Lord. Watch over those around him, Lord, and continue to overflow his cup with blessings, Lord. We just thank you so much for the 6-year anniversary for First Lady Gloria Tate, for Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and for Platinum President Martha Marie Preston. We thank you, Lord, for those who signed up this morning, Lord. We thank you for those who signed up maybe last year and were inactive, but they're back again, Lord. We thank you for this ministry of Artists International, because not only can we help people look good and feel good, Lord, but we can teach them how to do the same for others, God. So we are grateful and thankful. We thank you for Papa Diaz de Leon for listening to you, Lord, and not the world, not looking at his situation with a natural eye, but trusting in your supernatural eye, Lord. So we just thank you so much for him and his family, and ask that you please continue to bless them and anoint them as well. And as we bless our families generation to generation, we are just thankful for the Vehicle of Artists International. We thank you, Lord, for Joni this morning, who is just grateful, Lord, that you woke her up this morning and gave her the honor and the opportunity to praise you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you just continue to run your DNA through her body, Lord, so she is well. And we thank you for Jackie. Thank you for continuously watching over her and blessing her, Lord. We ask that every obstacle and barrier and shutdown that the enemy makes for her for bad, we know, Lord, that you're going to turn it for good. So we thank you, Father, in advance for all the mighty blessings that you're going to give to her. We thank you, Lord, that the confirmation of this message was for her, Lord. We ask that you please continue to watch over each and every family member of Jackie. And thank you, Lord, for what happened with Corey in the courtroom. You truly were the judge. You truly were the jury. You truly were the lawyers, Lord. And we thank you that although he was facing 8 to 10 years, you have given him the opportunity to minister your word in 1 year, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the lawyer even said it may be less than that, God. So we know that while he may be incarcerated and shackled by man, we know he is free with you, and you have forgiven him for any and everything that he has done. And we know that this is going to be the opportunity for him to be a minister in the marketplace to show others who you are so they can be sensitive to your voice, God. So we thank you. And we thank you for Ronnie, Lord. Continue to watch over her and those around her. We are so grateful, God, that she has been looking at the blessings that you have given her, Lord. We thank you, God, that she was able to look back at the footprints of her life and see where you were there, God. And we just thank you, Lord, for giving her such a servant heart. And we just ask that you please continue to let her have that same love for others as you have for her. We thank you, Lord, that she greets others with Jesus' joy. And we thank you that she is ministering unto others, not only with artists, but with your word. And we thank you that Robert is doing so much better. Thank you, God, for blessing him and restoring him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, God. We thank you so much that Charlotte and Charles will be in good hands. We thank you, Lord, that there's restoration in the household. We thank you, Father, that although their family members have come and gone, that you are just continuously blessing them and showing them that you are God and God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord, for Vanessa White. And right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you touch that sister, her ovaries, Lord, and remove it, oh God. We ask that the products that were given to her will be put to good use, and that she trusts not only in Ronnie, but most of all, trust in you and know that these products will help her, God, and that she follows directives of her doctor as well, God. We thank you so much that you're continuously watching over Rachel and Ray and blessing them, Lord, and touching them, God, and anointing them, oh Father. We just thank you. And Father, we just ask that you watch over Peggy. She just came to minister Robin in need of prayer, and we thank you, Lord, that she knows to come to you first and to trust in you and to use a mighty vessel of God to pray for her. So we stand in the gap and pray right now and declare that breast cancer as a name must bow down to the authorities of Jesus, and it must vanish from her life. It must vanish from her breast. And we just thank you, God, that right now in the matchless name of Jesus, that breast cancer is now leaving her body, Lord. We ask that you please give her the directives to do all the things that is needed for her to stay healthy, Lord, and to be a testimony to other people. When they ask her, well, where did the breast cancer go? She can say that God stepped in and intervened, because with Jesus' stripes, she is healed as well as others, Lord. We ask that you please watch over the Church Universal. We ask that you please watch over Artists International as a whole. And we ask that you watch over Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, as well as Dr. P.K. Roberts. Continue to bless them, Lord. Continue to give them the rest that they need, oh God. Continue to anoint their heads as they are walking mightily in your word. We ask that you please continue to impact those around them so they can hear your voice, God. Continue to bless the Master's Call family as we expand internationally. Continue to bless those who are on the line and hearing the sound of my voice, oh God. Continue to watch over the children as they go to school. Keep the schools safe, Father. Keep the schools away from different instances that are happening, Lord. And we just ask that the family as a unit continues to be blessed. Marriage as a ministry, Lord, continues to be blessed. And it is indeed these things that we ask in Jesus' precious and matchless name. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen. Thank you so much, woman of God, for sealing our prayer request in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus. And again, man of God, we celebrate you for that rich word that you deposited in our spirits, reminding us that it is only a test. That's a word we can chew on all weekend. So, Master's Call family, we just thank you for being a part of what God is doing in us and through us today, and encouraging as many as can to hop on over to the MNC again as we are celebrating First Lady Executive President Gloria Tate today, and letting her know how much we love her. And again, for those of you who have Facebook or can get online to give her a shout-out and Let her know that you appreciate her, because, again, it starts with somebody, and she is truly the person who God used to start the ball rolling in the English market. So we just praise God for her. I was trying to look up her phone number because she gives it out all the time on the phone for those of you who may not be as computer literate, to at least be able to call her or text her. And just, she don't have to know you personally. She'll know you by the Spirit, that you appreciate who she is and what she's done for us at Artists. Her phone number is 281-831-7617. 281-831-7617. And just say, this is Karen from the TNC family saying hi, and we love you and appreciate you. Just let her know. So we're going to go out and end this call, and I encourage everybody to go out and have a blessed weekend. And on Monday, we're looking forward to hearing another powerful word from Pastor Charles Kibben to be our speaker on Monday. And I know he always brings a rich word from the throne room of God. Father God, we just thank you for the opportunity, the privilege to be in your presence, for the people of God to come together to glorify you. Now, as we leave this call, but absolutely, Father God, never leaving your presence, we thank you that we've been reminded it's a test, and it's a test we are passing. We call ourselves victorious in the name of Jesus. We call ourselves encouragers in the name of Jesus. We definitely receive the mantle that we are your ministers in the marketplace, and we will always point people back to you, reminding them that it is all about you, and we give you the glory, the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Love you much. Go out and have that super fantastic weekend. I look forward to hearing you on the call on Monday. Bye-bye.